maybe we should have studied two or three or four or five months ago, but the body, in its wisdom, opted to pass on these. I urge your support for this.
Representative Anderson?
Well, just commenting just briefly on what Mr. Nackack is saying is that it all depends on whose ox is being gored here. If the little guys there that don't have the population and the SWAT to get something done, they get knocked around, and the big boys from Anchorage have been kind of flirting with the bush, and I think it will have tremendous negative ramifications if this vote isn't adopted. I would urge the members of this body to adopt the bill, because I think it is a very positive thing and will help people in the northern part of the state to better themselves. And I hope you'll keep this in mind when you vote on this.
Representative Meekins.
Speaker, we did have a meeting on this amendment in finance, and we did put it on a House bill or a Senate bill that did not reach the calendar, and so we didn't have a chance to hear the finance report on it, but we did talk about it. This problem arose because, the intent of this language is to clarify legislative intent as interpreted by Judge Calamarides. The question arose in regards to the North Slope, whether their $1,500 limit in rebate on property taxes would prohibit them from pledging the full faith and credit of the state and the municipality, or state and the borough, behind the bonds that they might sell for capital improvement projects. And the oil companies did take the borough, North Slope Borough, to court and did successfully prevail in the court case, so that Calamarides decided that the legislative intent was that there should be a limit, a $1,500 limit, and he also included in that judgment that all the other municipalities were subject to a 30 mil limit. That means that they could go to 30 mils for their operating costs, but they couldn't then bond anything greater than that. That was also had to be within that limit. The practical effect of that is to make the bonds of Anchorage and some of the other municipalities in the state, as well as North Slope Borough, impossible to sell. So this language defines under what conditions and what limitations those limits can be exceeded. Currently, the decision of the judge was that those limits can only be exceeded under emergency situations in order to protect the principal and the interest of bonds already issued. And what this language would do would be to take that language off, that limit off, and say that in essence would return to the current situation that we've been under for years and years, and we haven't had any real problem with that. The Calamarides decision changes the status quo to a very restrictive situation in regards to bonds. The Anchorage Bond Council and the municipality representatives here for Anchorage are very strongly in favor of this language, and as I said, it did originate with the North Slope, so they are too, but there are also, I understand, other municipalities such as Ketchikan and even Juneau that would be affected by this more constrained version if this amendment isn't adopted.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Meekins, I think, has made a very good case for the complexity of this issue and the fact that none of us really have enough information about it to make a decision at this late hour. There are some possibilities, though. I don't know the answer, and I don't think anyone does at this point. There's the possibility that if, for instance, the North Slope Borough taxes oil companies over the limit that they now have, that it might be possible for the oil companies to deduct that tax from the amount that they pay the state for the property tax. And that, I'm not sure what the answer to is to that, and I don't know that anyone else does. But if that's true, it could mean a substantial loss of revenue to the state. It's my understanding that Judge Calamardi's decision has been appealed to the Supreme Court, and so we do not have the final answer on the legal question. Since we don't have the final answer on the legal question, I don't think we have to rush into anything at this late hour and without the sufficient information.
Further discussion. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, just on one point, the whether or not the oil companies can apply for a credit against state taxes was a completely separate issue, which also was ruled upon by the judge. And as I understand it, he ruled in their favor, and that decision also is being appealed. But it is separate from this case here.
Further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall the House concur Senate amendments, House Bill 329? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please announce final total.
15 yeas, 20 nays, 5 excused.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 329. In the event that the Senate fails to recede from their amendments, this time will appoint a free conference committee consisting of Representative Cotton, Chairman, Representative Schaefer, and Representative Urien to meet with the like committee in the Senate. Is the clerk of further messages from the Senate?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. The Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill No. 226, Terms of Members of Regional School Boards, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 226, Second Rules Relating to Schools, with an effective date, and request the House to recede from its amendment.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. House, please come back to order. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, as the clerk just indicated, we have received a message that the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments, and those, for the help everybody remember, were amendments created in Biden arbitration situation, in addition to the basic bill on Senate Bill No. 226. Regretfully, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to move that we do recede from those amendments in anticipation that there's no particular good to be had by tying up Senate Bill 226, the basic bill, because it is a good bill and worthy of enactment. And in the knowledge, of course, that next year we've got another session, and it'll be among those of us that favored binding arbitration, we can have another turn at bat. So regretfully, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to move that this body recede from the House amendments to Senate Bill No. 226, and I'll advise the members to vote yes.
Question is, will the clerk please read the bill by title?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 226, Second Rules, by the Rules Committee, an act relating to schools and providing for an effective date.
Question is, shall the House recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 226? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Representative Schaefer?
Yes, no.
Any other member? Representative Rudd?
Yes to no.
Clerk, please announce final total.
24 yeas, 8 nays, 8 excused.
So the House has receded from its amendments to Senate Bill 226. Clerk, please notify the Senate. Have we any further messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 67, Development of a Comprehensive State Energy Policy, with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 67, amended Senate, and transmitting same for consideration.
This particular resolution has not, the Senate version has not been distributed to members at this time. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, with a request to the pre-conference committee on 329 that they post the meeting time on the board just as soon as it's known, I'm going to move that we recess till 8 o'clock. I might pause for a moment in case there's any other announcements anybody wants to make. The plan will be, at least as far as this House is concerned, to keep going, hopefully, until we can wrap up all the business. I'm not sure what the position of the other House is in that regard. But our plan will be come back at 8 and take care of any additional messages from the other body. And if they will stay in session, perhaps we can, you know, proceed apace and wrap up the whole thing. In any case, Mr. Speaker, I'll now move that we recess until 8 o'clock.
Hearing no objection, House is in recess till 8 p.m. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that we revert on the calendar to messages from the other body.
Clerk, please read the messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has concurred in the House amendment to Senate Bill Number 116, Employment Security Effective Date, thus adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 116, Unemployment Insurance Effective Date. It is the intent of the Senate that the Governor request the Attorney General to immediately institute suit seeking a declaration that Public Law 94-566 is unconstitutional. The Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 329, amended, Residential Fuel and Residential Fuel Conservation Credits, effective date, namely committee substitute for House Bill Number 329, amended Senate. The President has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the House: Senator Coletta, Chairman; Senator Ferguson; Senator Poland. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill Number 508, amended, Supplemental Appropriation to Department of Administration for Salary and Benefit Increases and Contracts, effective date, with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 508, amended Senate, Supplemental Appropriation to Office of the Governor and the University of Alaska for Salary and Benefit Increases, effective date, and transmitting same for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any communications, I'm sorry?
No, I have no communications.
Reports of special committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee, which has had Senate Bill Number 75, Motor Vehicle Title Transfer Penalties, and House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 75, amended House, Motor Vehicle Title Transfer Penalties and Speed Limits, under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 75, Motor Vehicles, be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Huber, Chairman, Willis, and Bradley. The House members, McKinnon, Chairman, and Rudd signs, reluctantly concurs, and Carpenter concurred. Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee, which has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 355 and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 355, Supplemental Appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency and the Legislative Finance Division, under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 355 be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Coletta, Chairman, Kurtula, and Butrovich; the House members Cooper, Chairman, Greening, and Haugen. Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee with powers of free conference, which has had CSHB 329-AM, Residential Fuel and Residential Fuel Conservation Credits with an effective date, and CSHB 329-MS, same title, under consideration, recommends that Free Conference Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 329 be adopted. The report was signed by the Senate members Coletta, Chairman, and Poland. Mr. Ferguson signed do not concur. By the House members Cotton, Chairman, and Urien. Mr. Schaefer signed do not concur. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, may we stand at ease?
House, please stand at ease. House, please come to order. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I am asking unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.